Well, I mean, if you go back through the big plays of the last game, I mean, it's, you know, whether they had coverage over the top or his help. I mean, I think if you'd ask receivers, you know, they may have thought if, you know, they could break a tackle. Or, I mean, that's football. But, I mean, when the ball's in the air on downfield throws, extended, you know, design pass plays, I mean, it was unusual to hit that many big ones and not for any of them be a touchdown.
Mike, was there any chance Aaron could have gotten out there today to throw?
We're not going to get into that. You know, I don't have a timetable for you. So he threw a little bit today.
How about Micah? Where does he stand?
You know, Mike is, you know, I feel pretty confident he's going to go. But, you know, this is something that's been bothering him throughout the week. So we were smart yesterday and today.
Has Shields shown any improvement?
It's been up and down. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, we got 48 hours is the way we're looking at it. We'll obviously give Sam every chance to get ready.
Adrian Peterson has that groin injury, but how dangerous can he still be when he's not at full strength?
Well, I mean, it's this time of year. I mean, you look at both injury reports. You know, everybody's has injuries. He's a dynamic player, so we're not looking at him as a running back with an injury. So, I mean, you know, when it's kicked off Sunday, you know, we're preparing for Adrian the way he always plays, and he's obviously the focus of our defense.
Mike, is this a challenging week to potentially lose Johnny Jolly given what they do with Peterson?
Yeah, Johnny Jolly's played very good football for us. You know, this is kind of a, you know, something that's been hanging with him all week. So we have a lot of football in front of us. You know, everybody understands that we need to go win this game, but you have to, you know, also look at the, you know, the turnaround is quick for next week too. So Johnny will be challenged.
They're going to be without Aaron Henderson apparently on Sunday. How does their defense change?
Well, I mean, I like the way he plays. You know, he's definitely plays downhill, and it's an aggressive front seven. So, but schematically, I don't think it's going to. I don't see them changing a whole lot.
Anything else?
Tol Zane said the interceptions, of course, are going to be in the back of his mind, but the more he prepares, the better he prepares, the more comfortable with the decisions with every throw he makes out there he'll be. But is it possible for him to prepare anymore? I mean, it seems like a crash course, you know.
Well, I think what Scott meant is the interceptions are now out of his mind. So he doesn't need to be thinking about that, and that's what all quarterbacks do. He's prepared as, you know, as well as anybody that I've had an opportunity to work with. You know, he's had Aaron that's helped him every step of the way. So it's been unique. I think it says a lot about all the people in that room. The way they've rallied around Scott, he also puts in the extra time, always has since he arrived here. But you know, he needs to just go play, and that's really what you have to get to near the end of the week. I mean, you can work the extra footwork drills and this and that, but you can't take a whole off season in a training camp and squeeze it into, you know, 3 weeks of preparation. And we're not trying to do that too, but we are trying to push the envelope to make sure that. We utilize his abilities, you know, schematically, in line with who we're playing against, but also make sure that our offensive players are being the offensive perimeter players are being utilized.
Mike, you talked with us on Wednesday about urgency, and obviously you talked about it with your guys too. So how did you see that play out during the week from preparation or the way the guys work?
Well, I mean, you know, our urgency is part of your DNA. It's part of your everyday makeup. It's our 11th game. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that it's building. We understand what our record is, but, you know, this is one moment. This is one opportunity, and we're just focused on the result for Sunday, and that's about winning. We're not doing extra calisthenics or you know, doing extra PowerPoints or anything like that. So it's everybody has a message, and, you know, I always just look for the energy in the common areas, you know, whether it's drill to drill, huddle command, defensive pursuit, things like that. So I feel good about our preparation.
Did you go outside after we got kicked out, or did you stay inside?
No, we stayed inside today. Yep.
When you look at your safety position, Morgan, you know, you always talk about how he's great with communication now and everything else, but do you need more plays from him, some big play type things, as consistent as he is for you? Do you need him to be a playmaker?
I mean, it depends on the call. I mean, yes, we want more plays out of our defense, period. I mean, we want, there's only so many opportunities in the game to get your hands on the ball, and you got to make the most of those opportunities. So, I mean, it's not one person, it's not one position. It's something that we're working collectively, and you can carry that over also to the coverage units on special teams. We got to start making more plays on the ball. And when that opportunity does, and our guys are very conscientious of it. We practice it all the time. We're there. We're just not getting the ball out.